How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're coming at you live, 1040 O Street. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew. Brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We want to give a shout out again to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Uncle Kev is always bringing in great libations and great personality. We love him to death. Two great picks there. Make sure you shop or stop over there, especially with the holiday and holidays coming. They'll definitely get you situated. But a lot going on here with Old School, sending everybody home on drive time. Matt Rhule spoke today. We have the second session of the whiteboard. We're going to give a little bit of a preview of what the defense faces with Wisconsin, what to look for. There's a certain play that they run, been running forever. New offensive coordinator or not, it's going to be a staple in their offense, something that they are probably they ran it all year, but then obviously they saw that USC had a little bit of success. So Nebraska plays well in this play and some certain other things they'll do well. Obviously, with Colorado, obviously essentially controlling their own destiny. If they needed any more good vibes or jolts, they definitely got it today. And they're going to get some more. Pluck Julian Lewis from USC. Most likely, also, they're picking the number two offensive lineman up from USC as well, potentially. But so a big day for them, what it means. And obviously, we know what it means when we were able to flip a huge quarterback, made national news. And then, obviously, you know, from the byproduct of the presser, Tommy Hill shut down for the year. I got a little bit of Nebraska-Creighton going head-to-head, which is always good. Two teams going to be locking horns here very shortly. And then we got also a little bit of NFL news. If we can touch on my main man, Aaron. Got the head coach fired. And then all of a sudden, Woody Johnson said, you know what, GM, you can go as well. Joe Douglas, who came there, I think, from Houston, drafted extremely well. Production wasn't there, but ultimately it was very interesting and sent some shockwaves through the league. That not only, you know, he was fired, but what is going to be the after effect, which most likely means Aaron Rodgers, who had said previously he will most likely play one or two more years. And then he said, I don't know. So that means he was at least thinking about playing one more year, most likely with the Jets. He is supposed to not to be back. And what does it mean for Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson and so forth and so on? So it'd be new beginnings there in Gotham City, a.k.a. New York Jets. So a lot going on. But DP, we got about what we got, Austin?
About 10.
We got about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And then, so before we get we'll do the Matt Rhule.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Stuff at the in the 5 o'clock hour. Julian Lewis, DP. Obviously, everybody, you know, is probably pointing Deion to Dallas if Shador goes there or if he doesn't. He said he's fine where he's at. He put his kickstand down there in Colorado. He truly looks happy up there. Obviously, everybody would with their success and obviously, you know, getting that fresh air. But in your mind, what does it mean for any program, but especially for Colorado, where everybody's, even though Colorado's extremely successful and they're going to continue to be successful, it's always like, oh, well, let's see what they do without Travis Hunter, Shador Sanders, and he gets this maybe a better prospect coming, not maybe, a better prospect coming out of high school in Julian Lewis versus Shador Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, the work's never done. You and I kind of, we shared a meme that was showing, you know, the official offers. How the University of Colorado football program is now highlighting its official offer letters. And it doesn't look like anybody else's that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty Deion-esque in that he's doing the next thing. At some point, people will have to acknowledge that 8-2 and having parents almost beg you to take their young people of quality and raise them to teach them some of the things. And people need to ask why it's happening. Mm-hmm. Like, why is this happening for Deion at Colorado? Because if it can happen, at Colorado after that train wreck that was, why it's happening. And then once you've shown that you're able to highlight a young man in his best form, even when friction shows up, the next guy walks to you a little more easily. It's much easier to sell national TV, total and absolute media coverage, talent around you, that kind of Deion leadership.
Yeah.
And let's not miss the lead. This isn't about Deion the player. This isn't about Deion the marketer. This is about Deion the man.
Yeah.
And when you say, well, he's going to leave, okay, we can say that about any coach in any situation. But what we can't say is that they took a program that at its bottom built it up, took strays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially last year, yeah.
Right? Took a lot of heat. And then still have, I don't know, three top-level, blue-blood NFL programs knocking at your door, texting you, sending you flowers and plane tickets.
Yeah.
Knowing the value of what it's going to be. Jay, nobody's sending Deion a plane ticket and it's not first class. Nobody, right? Like, nobody.
He's not on a connecting flight, I don't think.
Right? Nobody's sending Deion a salary guesstimate that doesn't look right. And none of these parents are afraid. Because if you talk to Deion, if these parents talk to Deion, and again, these are all players who could go wherever they want now, that if they're choosing Deion, you better believe the conversation has been had about what if Dallas calls. What if Florida
decides to go to pro.
If Florida State calls, what happens, right? Because people forget. They think, well, Dallas is the hot name. But remember, Florida State is still at the party.
Yeah.
Remember that there are the Raiders are still at the party. The New York football Giants are at the party. They're all there with flowers and chocolate and a bottle of rosé for Deion. And somehow these parents still say, I would rather commit to what you're doing and then not worry about what you're going to do next.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard for people to separate Deion's personality, which is he was NIL way before it was ever in the thought or being, you know, on the table for players to make money. And I guess Deion, the player, you know, obviously very, very brash, but obviously the best cornerback and one of the top probably 7-8 players ever stepped foot on a football field. I think people miss out on him, how he's gotten there, who he really is, why he is the way he was and still is, and what he's been able to do in a very short time as a football coach. You know, I think the one thing I think what Deion has done, and you can't go back on this, is that and it was started with Bruce Arians, but Deion took it to a whole nother level. So when former players used to get into coaching, it was a way to keep former players out of coaching, saying, well, you need experience. Well, they've just been playing in the NFL for four years in college, 5 years in college, and like myself, 9 years in the NFL. So, you know, you need to get more experience to come back. So essentially, like, kind of, you know, changing, you know, the first down marker. Well, Bruce Arians, when he was down in Arizona and then also as well in Tampa, had likes of Larry Foote, Brinson Buckner. I should know him. Byron Leftwich, all those guys on his staff. And then plus a lot of assistant coaches. He had a very big staff of both of older coaches and up-and-coming former players to be coaches. Didn't matter where they're from, but, you know, didn't have direct allegiance to him. Didn't coach him. But if you fit the script, he's going to give you a chance. That was the first step. Then Deion obviously, you know, went from high school coach at a very prominent private school. Then obviously went to Jackson State. That's Jackson State's HBCU, blah, 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 right? And he goes to Colorado and only, you know, he had other choices, but realistically, he was not scared of the challenge to go there, and obviously he's been successful, had instant success, and then fluttered at the end. But what didn't waver is his ability to lead, and that's where he has never gotten as much credit as he should. And that's what he's doing, and when you lead, you're doing everything that you need. You know, you're coaching, you're inspiring, you're doing game plan. If you think, this is what people don't think. Like, people always like, oh, I don't know how well he'll do. Everything he's done, he's been successful. So why wouldn't you be, like, coaching to him is just like. There's nothing that he's done. And the thing is, people think, like, he just kind of, like, everything's been given to him. He's probably one of the hardest workers ever to come through the NFL.
Well, Deion paid his dues as a coach. If we just want to focus on the coaching, right? High school, right. Low level, up to, you know,
Jackson State,
college, yeah. Right? What did Trent Dilfer do?
Right,
ran a camp that he made up.
Right.
Ray Lewis, right? You might talk about him. Yeah. Where's Ray Lewis coached before? Right. Deion put in the work.
Yeah, he put in the work.
I mean, your boy at the Lakers, you know,
JJ, right? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
well, he's part of the 4 for 40 plan, so JJ gets it. Yeah.
So I mean, it's what people don't realize that who Deion is and what made him great, and you can get smokescreened by it. I mean, I was fortunate enough when the Super Bowl was in Minneapolis, and it was funny. You know, I was signing autographs. When Deion came in, I'm going to tell you this, man. This is one thing I picked up on, two things, or actually I picked up on it real quick. Number one, he definitely, when he saw my dad, he knew who he was because Deion's obviously from Fort Myers or whatever. He knew who he was and talked to him, and I just watched how he interacted with my dad. He was very in tune, and that's the only thing that he was doing. So that lets you know Deion was actually thought that he was second fiddle to my dad, which is obviously he's a Hall of Famer. My dad's not, right? But what I'm telling you is everybody thinks that big personality, that wasn't it. It was straight, pure paying homage to somebody, right? Number two, I was doing my thing, but when Deion came in, this is how I knew he was going to be a very good coach. The first thing they say when you're a former player is you're not very detailed. I will get into the other reason why they think you're very detailed, which is a perception, which isn't a reality, right? When I tell you when that man sat down for an hour, it was to the minute. He had to sign a certain amount of jerseys. He said, I'm going to be here for an hour and 5 minutes. And when I tell you he was there for an hour and 5 minutes, he was gone. So he had a process, a plan, and he stuck to it. That's no different than what he's doing right now. And he has a lot of vision to where he's able to go get somebody like Warren Sapp, give him a chance, tell him, say, listen, if you want to coach here, you have to go graduate. So you have to show me that you really wanted, because I already know what you can do as a coach, but in order for you to have the position that he has. And so Warren Sapp went and graduated. Now, granted, he was able to go to NFL early, and that's part of the reason why. So that's coaching and leadership. And then what he's done is shaped his coaching staff to be something that where people can model it after.
And point out a thing. Deion is a Florida State guy.
Hmm?
Sapp is a Miami guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
don't care.
Right? Yeah. Listen, are you going to help my young men accomplish what they're trying to accomplish? And then let me flip you with this one. So imagine whoever's out here listening, and it's your son or daughter, and they're a top-level athlete, scholar athlete, because it was demanded that they hit the books. But then for them to say, we're going to talk NIL, but I'm going to talk to you differently, because here's what I want to work from. I not only want your child to advance financially, but I want to enrich them fiscally. And there's a difference.
Yeah.
Imagine, Jay, you ready for this? And I heard this and it made my socks spin. Imagine that in 2025, that a student athlete, a scholar athlete, announces their decision on where they're committed to, and as a part of their NIL deal, for all of this money, that there are those who are actually acquiring assets.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's done a good job.
Your young people is that, listen, not only we're going to take your young person out of this neighborhood, but they're going to have a place to live for as long as they want.
Yeah.
Right? Because the value, to teach value beyond, and then to set up, hey, there are folks who work in the trust business who can set up your young people. There are legal boundaries, attorneys that can put stuff in place for you. Imagine the conversations that are happening in Colorado that aren't happening in other places.
I always said that. Like, if you want to, everybody's doing NIL on the basics, where here's a big fat check, right? But I think Deion's trying to do it a little bit different. And then obviously he's matching, and that matches what they're doing as a coaching staff. And yeah, you know, they're 8-2. They could potentially be, you know, a train wreck and all that. But right now, I could tell you, listen, you know, you can say whatever you want. When you watch them play, first of all, they're well coached. Oddly enough, I will tell you, compared to other teams that came in here to Lincoln, they were probably the most respectful kids out of all the teams that came in here. They're well coached. They're getting better. And you got to give them credit. I hate Colorado, but you got to respect what they're doing. So we'll see how far they take it.
A lot of checks for 8-2 right now.
Well, anybody would. I mean, 8-2, and there's a different 8-2. You could be 8-2 and kind of be like, you know, LSU, even though they're 7-3, but yeah. You could be like kind of just barely holding your head over water, or you could be the 8-2, doesn't matter the conference, and you're ascending. They're getting better every week, and that's why they're a problem.
And these recruits are letting you know they're getting better.
Yeah, and they look, it's everybody wants to ride the train, and the train is rolling pretty good. So it's interesting to see. We'll see how this goes with his model of constant kind of turnover at the bottom of the roster with 105 coming, and then also being able to scholarship 20 more guys than he's able to right now. because he don't carry a big roster right now anyway, so it's not going to be a big stretch. So we'll see how far he can take it or don't take it. But anyways, that was the biggest college football news outside of what we got going on here in Lincoln. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll ask our opinion on is Aaron Rodgers done? And then we'll get into the whiteboard at 5 o'clock. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.